gelato the coolest summer treat. Did you know that gelato, the creamy, dreamy dessert, has a history as rich and delicious as its flavor? It's not just ice cream's fancy cousin, it's a culinary masterpiece with a story that goes back centuries. Imagine yourself in the beautiful city of Florence during the Renaissance. The sun is warm, the air smells of blooming flowers, and the sound of laughter and music fills the streets. In a grand palace, Queen Catherine de' Medici is hosting a lavish banquet. As the guests enjoy the feast, a new dessert is presented, a frozen treat so delicious that it becomes an instant sensation. This is the birth of gelato, a dessert so good that the queen took the recipe with her when she moved to France. But gelato wasn't always the sophisticated treat we know today. It started out as a simple mixture of ice, fruit, and honey. Over time, clever Italians experimented with the recipe, adding milk, cream, and all sorts of delicious flavors. They turned gelato into an art form, a symbol of their passion for food and creativity. Now, you might be wondering, what makes gelato different from ice cream? Well, imagine comparing a regular bicycle to a sleek racing bike. They both have wheels and handlebars, but the racing bike is lighter, faster, and more exciting. That's gelato compared to ice cream. It has less butterfat, making it lighter and silkier. It's also churned slower, so it's denser and more flavorful. And because it's served a little warmer than ice cream, the flavors are even more intense. One of the most delicious gelato flavors is called Fior di Latte, which means flower of milk. It's made with just milk, cream, and sugar, and it tastes like a spoonful of pure sunshine. Some people even drizzle a bit of tangy balsamic vinegar on top for an extra burst of flavor. But there are so many other exciting flavors to try, too, like creamy chocolate, refreshing basil, or nutty pistachio. If you're ever in Italy, make sure to visit a gelateria, a shop that sells gelato. It's a fun experience. You can choose between a cone or a cup, decide how many scoops you want, and then pick your favorite flavors. And if you're really lucky, you might stumble upon a gelato festival, where you can sample all sorts of amazing creations. So, the next time you enjoy a scoop of gelato on a hot summer day, remember its fascinating history and the passion that goes into making it. It's a treat that's sure to delight your taste buds and transport you to the sunny streets of Italy.